The 6 a.m. bell shrieked through Trumbull. It lasted for exactly 35 seconds, most inmates could tell you, and by the time it quit, no one was left asleep. The bell startled Beach, Spicer, and Yarber, but it didn't wake them. Sleep had been elusive, the reasons obvious. They met in line for coffee at 6:10. With their tall cups and without a word, they walked to the basketball court where they sat on a bench and sipped in the early dawn. How many more days would they wear their olive shirts and sit in the Florida heat just waiting? Would it be a month or two? Were they talking days now? The possibilities had robbed them of sleep. There are only two possible ways, Beach was saying. He was the federal judge, and they listened carefully, though it was familiar ground. The first is to go back to the sentencing jurisdiction and file a motion for reduced time. Under very narrow circumstances, the trial judge has the authority to release an inmate. It's rarely done, though. That's not encouraging, Yarber said. What's number two? Spicer asked. We're shipped out to a halfway house. Really nice one where they don't expect us to live by the rules. If the right pressure is applied by our new friends in Washington, then the Bureau of Prisons could move us out and basically forget about us. But we'll still be convicted felons, Spicer said. Doesn't bother me, Yarber said. I'll never vote again. The only thing that matters is that we get out. They concentrated on their coffee for a few minutes. Argro's making me nervous, Finn said. He drops in here from nowhere and suddenly becomes our best friend. He does a magic trick with our money. Now he's the point man for Aaron Lake. Keep in mind, somebody out there was reading our mail, and it wasn't Lake.
He doesn't bother me, Spicer said. Lake had to find somebody to talk to us. He pulled some strings, did some research, found out that Argro was here, and that he had a brother he could talk to.
That's awfully convenient, don't you think? Beach asked.
Maybe Finn's got a point. We know for a fact that somebody else got involved.
Who is it? Do we really care? Spicer asked. If Lake can get us out of here, fine. If somebody else can get us out of here, what's wrong with that?
Don't forget Trevor, Beach said. Two bullets in the back of the head.
Spicer was not convinced.
Do you really think that Aaron Lake, a man about to be elected president of the United States, would order a hit on a worthless lawyer like Trevor?
No, replied Yarber. He would not. It's much too risky. And he wouldn't kill us. But the mystery man would. The same guy who killed Trevor is the same guy who read our mail.